Okay, we're going to tap on the feeling of wanting to get rid of something. This is actually a really common, probably one of the most common reactions when we have something in our life, no matter what it is that we don't want, we want to get rid of it. But usually wanting to get rid of something has the opposite effect. It's like the old saying, what we resist persists. So let's tap on wanting to get rid of something. So starting on the karate chop point or the sore spot, whichever you like. Say, even though I want to get rid of, and fill in the blank, and be as descriptive and specific as you can, I deeply and completely accept myself and be really, really honest about how you feel. There's no test for the most positive or whatever thing you want to say, just be really honest about how you truly feel. Even though I can't accept or love myself if I don't get rid of this, and again, fill in the blank, I choose to accept how I feel about that right now. Even though I'm afraid that I'll never get rid of this, fill in the blank. That's the way it is for now. Top of the head, I can't bear this. And again, fill in what this means for you. Eyebrow, I don't like it. Side of the eye, that's an understatement. I want it to go away. Under the eye, I hate it. Under the nose, I can't accept myself with this. Fill in the blank. Under the chin, get lost. Collarbone, I can't stand. Under the arm, I just want this to go away. Top of the head, what if I never get rid of it? Eyebrow, I'm afraid of it staying. Side of the eye, I can't accept myself if I don't get rid of this. And again, fill in the blank and be specific. Under the eye, yes, I can. Under the nose, no, I can't. Under the chin, I want it gone. Collarbone, I can't stand it anymore. Under the arm, it just won't go. Top of the head, maybe I can accept myself anyway. Eyebrow, no, I can't. Side of the eye, yes, I can. Under the eye, are you joking? Under the nose, maybe I can see it differently. And again, be specific now as to what it means for you. It might have changed since you started tapping, and it might not have. But whatever you feel like saying, just say that. Under the chin, what does it want to say? Collarbone, I haven't been listening. Under the arm, maybe I can listen and ask it what it wants and needs. And again, keep tapping until you come to a place of resolution, no matter how many rounds it takes. And be specific and be completely honest about how you feel.